Hello, this is Brother Clint. Brother Freedom and I are in the living room here this Tuesday afternoon. I've just gotten in from work, and it seems like the day has been very, very busy. And God has been blessing Brother Freedom and helping him in therapy, and he's been doing some things that he wouldn't think he could do, but God's helping him to do wonderful things and to keep strong so he can keep preaching for the Lord. God's going to visit us through the power of the Holy Spirit. So I pray that you'll fasten your safety belt and hang on and stay right with us, because I believe there'll be something special from heaven for you, because God uses Brother Freedom in that way. Brother Freedom is nothing. He tells us that he's nothing, but God is everything. And our focus is on God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father. Lord, you're so good. You brought me through this day. You brought me safely through 50 miles of driving in that van. And Lord, the rain was coming down at times, but you protected me and you gave me the joy of the Lord. And I just give you praise and honor. And you brought me. This was my expectation to be here. And Lord, I've been praying that you would anoint Brother Freedom. And I just thank you for doing it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father in heaven, we're so blessed this wonderful day, for surely this is your day that you have made, and we rejoice and we're so glad in it. Father, we know that every day is your day, and Father, it's up to us to make use of these days that they might be used for your glory. And we're to be responsible for the time that we have, that we might walk in thy presence, walk in thy counsel and thy judgment, walk in thy everlasting love, that we might have that shelter of peace upon us. Oh Lord, that we'd have that peace that brings contentment. The joy of the Lord would be our strength, our power, our waymaker, our one that strengthens us, never helps us to be ever with made whole in the name of Jesus. And Father, we give you praise. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we come to you in thanksgiving, thanking you and praising you for all of your wonderful many benefits that thou hast bestowed upon us. And we praise you, and we thank you, and we thank you again and again and again from the bottom of my heart and all of our hearts. We praise you, and we thank you on the floor, because this is your day, and we rejoice, and we're glad in it. And Father, we just thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. To God be all glory, to God be all praise. Amen. Amen. You know, the Bible says in the 40th chapter of Isaiah, I'm going to read the last verse first. I know how to say it by heart, but I want to make sure that I don't make any mistakes. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Isn't that wonderful? You know, eagles are really a special bird, because eagles are in the group as what we call the spirit-filled people. Now, the chickens are not like the eagles. The chicken is like a fowl of the ground. He's got his head looking down. He's pecking. He's getting there, chick, 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 peck, 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 peck. And he's there just looking in the ground, all looking at all. So there's something down there he can get. You know, the eagle is just the opposite. He looks up, he's above this world. His eyes, I will lift my eyes to the hills, whence cometh my help. For my help cometh from the Lord. Everything that we get from the Lord, truly, I believe we're not going to find it in the down area. We're going to find it in the up area. And that because God is up here, up high. We find ourselves in a place of submission. So we've always to see God, we've got to look up, because we're below him. Now, if you think that you're sort of, you know, you're up here and you're just piercing around, no, because you're just like all, we're all come from chickens, but we don't have to remain as chickens. The plain chicken is in the vocabulary of someone that doesn't, is afraid, fearful. A chicken is someone that can't make his own way. All things that God is against, and the mechanical church really falls in this area. The mechanical church is sort of their own philosophy, their own interpretation, their own debates. They have great seminars and great comings together, as chickens do. Chickens get the praise
many other chickens, and they peck, 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 yep, peck, 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 and that's what they do. They peck, and they sort of down in the dirt, and they're up in the, and they're down the mully grubs the time, they're out and find some worms, and they're doing all these earthly things that bring us to not a high level. It's sort of a low esteem, a low place, but eagles find themselves something within them. Oh, when you're born again, when you're full of God's love, when you're full of the Holy Ghost, there should be a supernatural change that took place at that day, at that time that you no longer was going to be looking down. You didn't have to have the sanction of some man's opinion for what you're at. You have enough of God within you that you're going to seek God if the whole world comes against you. And they say it's for naught. But you know what it is for wonderful. They say it's for naught, but you know it's all powerful. You know it's all blessing. So you're going to have that in your heart, and no one can take that from you. No if and hell. No one can take that from you because God has made you to soar like eagles. I'm going to go back a little bit. 29th verse. And it says, hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, the everlasting God, the creator of the earth, faileth not, neither does he go weary. There is no searching of his understanding. No searching. Now, when you get it from God, is an expression I don't mean because God, but it's like you get it from the horse's mouth, you know it's true. Well, I guarantee you, God's not a horse's mouth, but he is truth. He is all truth. And where his spirit is, there is liberty. There is power. He giveth power to the faint. So, when we first come to the Lord, we're very wandered as a chicken. We're very down in the dumps. We're very what our brother or sister says. We go for the approval of men. And really the governments also set that up. The many people that vote for certain things get their way. That's the democratic way. But it's really not God's way. Because God goes even not sometimes in singular. He comes to those who will lay aside all weight and sins that so easily beset them that they will run with patience. So God is looking for a people that will believe that he is a true living God without question, that they will follow him and they will not hear the cries of the earthly. Now the earthly, where they get that from, is from the powers of Satan. But trying to be kind to people, we put, well, they're just chickens. But that actually is coming from satanic power. Maybe a low grade of it, but it's really, it's not from God, it's from the enemy. He comes to kill, destroy, and steal. So when you come to the Lord, it is the devil's privilege of his, what he feels, like he can come and accept you as a new child of God and torment you enough and put enough lust between your face that pretty soon you'll denounce the Lord and you'll fall back in your own way that you was as a child or a chicken. But God wants you to be able to stand. You know, it's like you found a young eagle and the farmer took him. Clipped that eagle's wings and brought him into the yard there of the chickens. Pretty soon that eagle would think he was sort of a chicken because he was his surroundings as all chickens. Now if all of you just think to how I'm thinking, if there's time that you get in some realm, even a Christian people, that they're actually, their presence has a tendency to pull you down because their eyes are not on the high calling. Their eyes are upon the things of this world. The Bible says we must come out of this world that we might be separate. We might be a separated people. We might be a holy people walking in God's promises in his fullness of his power. It says, he giveth power to the faint. The youth shall faint and be weary. The young man shall learn to fall. God gives us power to be able to withstand. And we grow day by day into perfection. I understand, and not really, I haven't fallen out, but I understand that there's a new Bible translation that's perfect into growing. And that maybe they say that's from the Greek. I don't know. I don't know that much about Greek, but I know what God means in my heart. I know that's partially true because I see it. We grow into perfection. That makes you perfect. Hear me? You grow into perfection, but growing into it makes you perfect. Can you understand what I'm trying to tell you and what God's trying to tell you? It means if you go and do as much as you can do, God, in order to expect no more out of you. We keep growing toward heaven. We sometimes start off, we make silly mistakes. Pretty soon we try to flap our wings and we ain't got enough power to get ourselves out of the ground. And we fall. But after a while, you keep staying there and God's going to renew your strength and you're going to mount up with wings of eagles. You'll want to not be worried. You'll shall not walk and not faint. You'll cast in all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. Be sober, vigilant. Because the adversary, the devil, going around only as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, who resists steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished which in the brethren of the world. We've all mankind is plagued with the satanic powers. But you learn real early, it's like learning to drive. You may get out here and say, I'm going to crunch a few feathers, but after a while, after you've done a few feathers, you say, I don't want to do that's too costly. It's too costly for you to go out here and make some boo-boo mistakes that are bad. They'll pull you down. Now, you can grow through them with God's help that you can be an overcomer, or you step back and keep bending fenders and keep bumping your nose on the ground and you have troubles. But God has given us power that you might be able to soar above the things of this world, to be able to mount up with things of evil, that we'd be above, but we have to live with Him. We're living in this world, but we're not of this world. We have another kingdom. And we've been set free by the blood of Jesus Christ, so that we're more than conquerors through Him which loved us. We are more than conquerors through Him which loved us. And we got to cast, it says, casting all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. So when you get to this place, you just cast all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. It says, be sober, be vigilant. So we're to take heed the things we have heard, lest any time we let them slip. If we don't act on these words that are given us, then we lose the purpose what the words were spoken for. You know, in the military, when they say a right flank, it means the right flank. Your about face means turn around, go back. Left flank, right flank, that means you change a direction. And that's what we do in the Word of God. You've been going in the wrong direction. You've been going around like a bunch of little chickens with your heads down in the dirt and the ungodly things you're picking up. Your beak is full of all kinds of sin, terrible things. And God wants to give you a heavenly balance while you're here upon earth. It's upward, it's higher. It's your eyes lift up, that God will start feeding you on spiritual food. Heavenly language. Yeah, heavenly language. You'll know that heavenly language that will uplift you, encourage you, to give you that peace that passes all understanding, that you can have the joy of the Lord as your strength. As your strength. Greater is He that's in you than He is in the world. And so let not your heart be troubled, neither be afraid. We don't have to have those things. And also says, in my Father's house there are many mansions. Oh my goodness. If it were not so, He would have told us. But he says, I'm going to go away. If I go away, I will come again, receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye might be also. He's coming. When Jesus comes, He's not coming from the ground. He's coming from the heavens. So that means we, every day, we have to lift our eyes to the hills whence cometh our heart. Everything that we get from the Lord is from above. We can't, and James says, we can't have these sensually things. And we start getting our minds on the, and we start our balances from man's order. God wants us to have a supernatural balance in Him. You know, I've had this stroke, and I've had to learn to get my balance again. I've had to learn to actually to be able to get up from the ground. without help. It's been tough, but I'm learning how to do it. And as a child of God, we got to learn that in the Lord. Even though we say it's supernatural, but God expects you to put your mind far into it. I had an instructor today, this very day, I said, that's really a miracle. And he says, well, the miracle is when you actually put your mind to doing it. And truly, that's right. We're all like sheep going astray, every man to his own way. God wants us to get out of that chicken mentality. That your mentality is no longer in earthly things. Your mentality doesn't consist of what you know. It doesn't consist of where you've been or what you're going to be, but to consist in who you're going to be in the Lord. When you try to do it in yourself, it automatically goes earthbound. When I lift my eyes to the hills, then you automatically, your eyes lift up. And when you lift up, you cannot see the things of the earth. You're looking up toward heaven. I will lift my eyes to the hills. Whence cometh my help? For my help comes from the Lord. He said, I will not leave you fatherless. He will be faithful to us as a child. He will be by our side. He will never fail us. He'll never leave us. He's there always. But we got to look to him. For eyes are over the righteous. His ears are open to the cry. Call on me, and I'll answer thee, and I'll show you great and mighty things you know not. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Casting all your cares upon me, for I care for you. Oh, these are wonderful words that God's given you. But this will get you up to soaring like the eagle. Eagle's mentality is not the same as the chickens. The chickens out there comparing one to another. The chicken mentality is I'm going to go down here, but I'm going to understand, because I got my head down the ground, so, well, tomorrow I'm going to be doing this. Tomorrow I'm going to be back under the dirt. The eagle says, he keeps soaring, keeps gliding, keeps going above. He gets up out of range. He can't even see the things that were no longer. He's up there soaring. He's up there living in splendor. And you can do that in the Spirit of God. You're going to live above where you live at. I'm saying you can live spiritually above where we're stationed in this life. We can have a supernatural encounter with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost will make you more than conquerors through him which loves us. And he'll prepare you. He will teach you to walk in faith. He will teach you to walk in his loving kindness. He will teach you to have the anointing. And that's another thing out there, you chickens. You ain't got no anointing. You're all within yourself. But I tell you, eagles, the anointing comes from the Lord. I will lift my eyes to the hills. The glory of God will come upon you. The Spirit of God is upon you. He will reveal what saith the Spirit of God. And only the Comforter can do this. You can't do it in the phraseology of men. Because when you start phraseology in yourself, you're going to automatically get your heads down in the comparing. And when you're down the comparing, you're looking down. And pretty soon you've got confusion. You've got bad words. You've got heated discussions. You've got problems. And that's why you can never come in agreement. Because there's people are going, the friction's taking place. Violence is taking place. Arguments are taking place. Anger's there. Unrestful things. When the Lord and the Spirit of God, you're in rest. You're in peace. You're in tranquility. You're walking in His love. You're walking in His power. You're walking and you're not falling no longer. You know, I'm just starting to really to appreciate being able to walk again. And that's what's happened to you Christians. You need to start walking. You need to just have that deliberacy that you're gonna straighten your life out until you walk with the Lord. You're not gonna sit in no hospital bed no longer and sit there and take that stroke, that wherever your sickness is. You're gonna rise above it. You're gonna be healed with God's Spirit, and you'll be a full grown eagle for God. God wants you to grow in His stature. Walk, take on His nature. You take on the Father's nature. Greater. You have that love, that joy, that peace, that goodness, that meekness, that power, that precious gift of God upon you that you can't have in yourself. It comes from serving the living God. God made us that way because we're not chickens. He says, they will mount up wings of eagles. God's given you eagle's wings. And those eagle wings, as you start taking those eagle's wings, they come in your system. And pretty soon, you're not that same old furry caterpillar walking around. You're like a butterfly. Oh, you're bigger than a butterfly. You're what? You got eagle's wings. And pretty soon, you start developing. And you start laying hands on the sick, they shall recover. And you start walking by faith. And God's going to do great and mighty exploits to those that believe, that receive Him. And that power, that anointing Word of God, and the Word will set you free. The anointing will break the chains of darkness. And you will have success in the Lord. The Bible says, be ye strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. That is the power of His might, that we might walk in God's strength. That we might walk being blessed by God Himself. And you can have that assurance. Greater is He that's in you than He is in the world. And you can have that love that just flows through you. You can have that supernatural compassion that only God has, but He gives it upon His beloved. It says that in the first chapter of 2 Corinthians, first chapter. God is the God of all comfort. But also, as we start comfort those, He comforts us with that same comfort. So as we start having comfort, God comforts us also. It's like something that's catching. You go God's way, and the more you bless others, the more God's going to bless you. And that's what it is. You go out here to do a good thing for someone, pretty soon, God says, you're going to be blessed too. You're going to be blessed. 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 Because God will bless you, says the Spirit of God. God's here to give you strength, to give you power, to give you a witness by the glory of God, that you'll not be a castaway no longer, but you'll walk being led by His Spirit. Walking as an eagle of God. Your wings are going to expand. They're going to get to where you can soar. You're going to go up and you're going to meet God up in the air. And you're going to pray up there and you're going to seek Him up there and you're going to call upon Him and God will meet your need. God wants us out of this realm and this earth because this earth stinks. This earth is violent. This earth is very violent of angers and great lustful things. God wants us to come out of it, come out from among it, and we're to seek God, and that's going up to get to God. We're calling, we're meeting God. God's reaching out His hand, and we're like a father, and He says, my child, look to me, and I'll lift you up. And we gotta be that child that says, Lord, I receive it. I want you. I want to do your will. I want to walk, because I realize that down here is earthly. Down here is where the chickens are. And I don't want to wish to be a chicken no longer. I must be alive unto God and dead in the sin. Then I will have the eagle part of God, that the visitation of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, that where His Spirit is, there is tremendous, tremendous liberty. I'm going to close on that because God is real. God is faithful. And you need to be as the eagle. Don't no longer be as a chicken. Comparing notes. You know, that's what Christians do that just makes me sick. No, it makes God sick. They compare notes. Well, what are you doing? What have you heard from the Lord? You know, that's just a bunch of what they're doing is out there comparing. God didn't have us to compare. Has to give out. There should not be a question. Who come and see? The glory of God is real. You're not just got a cheap gift down here. You've got the most expensive gift that you can have. And that you don't have to treat it as just a nothing. But God's given the gift and the power of God that's mighty. You can go out and do great and mighty exploits. You can see the sick healed. You can see they that need to be set free healed. And set apart the Lord's work. God wants a people that will rise up to be eagles in this last hour, that they will be above reproach. They will walk in victory. They'll walk in His splendor. They'll walk in His holiness. Thus says the Spirit of God, that they will no longer be victims, but they'll be victorious. They'll no longer be victims. Him again. They will no longer be victims, but they will be victorious, saith the Spirit of God. God bless all of you this day. I pray that God will bless you in a mighty way. I pray that He'll make His face to shine upon you and give you a wonderful day. I pray that He'll enlarge your steps. He'll go before you and He'll meet your needs. He'll make you ever withhold. I pray that whatever your need is today, that God will hear and answer your prayer. He'll not leave you without a way of escape. God will be meet your need and He'll be with you. His eye is upon the righteous and His ears are open to the cry. And I pray that God will bless you all in a wonderful name. We thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. To God be the glory, to God be all the praise. For I, the Lord thy God, appear to my people. I say my people, my coming is very, very soon. My people, be prepared. For I say my coming. Do not you see the signs? Every day I give signs out, and the chickens do not see it. But I say, you that are eagles will see the signs. You'll know the signs. I say the chickens do not, mechanical church does not see it. But I say those that know my spirit realize it's me speaking to them. I speak my word every day and my people don't hear me. They don't see where I've been. They don't see the evidence of where I've set forth. But I say my coming is real soon. My people need to be prepared. My people need to be ready. For I say my time is coming, a time when no man knoweth. But I know, says the Spirit of God, I will go with thee, and I'll furnish thee, and I'll bless thee. Look to me, and I will satisfy thee very wonderfully, says the Spirit of God. Oh Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your witness. We thank you for this wonderful day. Ministry to people today, and let there not be no more chickens no longer. Let the chickens advance, that they'll have us start having on the birth of those eagle wings, and they'll go up through them. They'll clip those old chicken wings out, and their bodies will no longer be a chicken, but they'll develop into an eagle for you this day. We thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. 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 God bless you.